I know a lot of people that have, they know already that they have a lot of electricity because they're always, you know, getting shocked by the doorknob or shocking other people and also throwing off watches and stuff like that. But is there something, is it always going to be something that's, you know, related to something else physical, or how can they, you know, prevent getting shocked a lot?
Well, I think part of it's related to the cell membrane capacitance. Every cell in your body is a capacitor, and that's determined by the strength of that is determined by the lipids of the membrane, which are the fats in your diet, and the mineral concentration. So one thing I'd recommend is looking at getting all the trans fatty acids out of my diet completely and having increased omega-3 fatty acids in the diet, as well as olive oil, and then getting a good vitamin mineral supplementation program. This may help balance that electrical field process.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, appreciate that. Do you recommend everybody go and get some kind of blood test, just a checkup to find out exactly what your chemistry is like?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're having a serious condition like this, yes. But you need to, you want to start with your basic electrolytes and standard lab tests. But also, you want to get into your other minerals. Most doctors don't check magnesium, and 50% of the population is running around with borderline magnesium levels. And so, but that takes some specialized testing to look at that.
Okay, next up, let's go to our East of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Don in Chicago.
Hi, Don. Go ahead, sir.
I was wondering, someone with progressive MS, are there any electrotype therapies for this?
There's a guy named Sandick. I'm trying to remember how to spell his name. If you look up MS and electromagnetic fields, you'll probably hit his website or his work. Jerry Jacobson was also doing work on this with Picotesla fields. And so there's been some research in this area.
Has it been effective?
I actually have been involved in, as a consultant, I can't release that at the present time, looking at using magnetic fields and nutrients at the same time, because if you use the proper magnetic field, a very weak field, you can actually improve flow through the blood-brain barrier as well as the uptake of nutrients by cell neurons. And so if you do a laboratory testing, find out what deficiencies are present, then correct that particular for that individual. It might be very different from another person to one person to another. Then using the device properly, you could improve the nutrient uptake, and we've seen some neurological improvements that way.
And what was this website again?
I don't have the website, but I can tell you, look up multiple sclerosis and electromagnetic fields, and you're looking for a guy named Sandick.
Okay.
Well, does magnetic therapy work?
Oh, yes, it has a great deal. If I was going to do one thing, I would look at cranial electrical stimulation.
What is that?
That is where you actually put electrodes on the acupuncture points on the ear. And this has actually been FDA approved now. So this is something, there's a company called AlphaStim. Let me give you two websites. One is alphastim.com. The secondly, let me correct the LifeWave thing. If you call the LifeWave, want to get information, it's lifewave.com/sweetpea.
Sweet pea? Why sweet pea?
Well, because if you want to order the products, you have to order it through some distributor, and so that would give you an entry to being able to order that way.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I just want to declare that. But AlphaStim is a very good product line, and what that does is you can. There's actually a lot of information on the web now, as well as medical journals, on cranial electrical stimulation, and what it does is it actually improves neurotransmitter release as well as endorphin release. It's used for pain control, anxiety, and depression. It's quite effective.
Any studies out there with regards to people who work in electrical power plants?
Yes, there's been a number of people who've looked at that over the years and looking at nervous conditions, neurological conditions, as well as associational problems with things like migraines. So I actually had a case of that, an electrical technician who had terrible anxiety disorder, and he was one of these people that repaired the transformers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I evaluated him, he had several minerals out of balance, particularly magnesium. He was also low in B12 and folic acid. And he'd been seeing therapy every week for 10 years. And after the first session, I gave him a magnesium shot, a B12 shot, and a folic acid shot. I'd ordered the blood work first, but I'd already thought what he might have. And he was better by 3 weeks. I mean, he was like, I did so once a year after that. I mean, it's like we had him knocked out at the beginning of the time.
And then just a little maintenance.
Yes, that was it.
First time caller line. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Rob. I'm calling from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Rob.
Yes, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but if you've ever heard of BioScan Technologies.
BioScan?
Yes.
I am not. How about you, Steve?
I think I've run across that. Just refresh me there.
What it is similar to the squid you're talking about. It's a electrical, having the ability to scan the meridian points on your hand and actually getting a full body scan down to the cellular level.
Oh, you're talking about using the 24 acupuncture points and getting a graphical reading?
Yeah, it's actually developed by Dr. Roy Curtis. He's been working on it for over 30 years. Actually, I have been doing BioScan Tech for a little while now, and you can do amazing things with it. It fits in very well with your electrotherapies. I actually received some of the LifeWave product last Friday, and having the ability to do a value test to find out how well it incorporates or how well your body is able to use this, that stuff is phenomenal.
Thank you.
You know, it's really good stuff. BioScan, actually, what you can do is you can do allergy testing, you can do energetic testing, you can do rebalancing, you can test cellular levels of organs. And
well, you're looking at what electroacupuncture according to Vol, or electrodermal screening is what I think you're talking about.
Electrodermal.
Okay.
You've got what you've got on a laptop is a full medical lab.
That is under review by the FDA, and I have actually used that type of equipment in my office for when I had my medical practice going for about 15 years. I did have some benefit with it, but I would have to, from my point of view, correlate that with laboratory testing from my licensure point of view. I couldn't just go by that to treat, although a lot of people do. I think it has to be correlated, though, with laboratory testing. It does give you valuable information, though.